This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. It's that time of the year again, the 31st annual WTIC Holiday Store with the Salvation Army. It's been 31 years, and this year, it's a little different. Not going to lie about it. The pandemic has hit, but we are still doing everything we can to help the Salvation Army, whether it's through your text donations. If you're calling the phone bank, we'll give those numbers out shortly. But one of the things, as a father, that I push, and one of the other ladies at the Salvation Army, Brenda Downing, we do a lot of is pushing for toys. And one of the things I found out early on, and it was cool, like it was, that's awesome. The official toy store of the WTIC Holiday Store to benefit the Salvation Army, Amato's Toy and Hobby in New Britain, jumped on. Steve and Cherry Amato have been part of this from day one. So for them to join us in this adventure, it is amazing. And they are joining me this morning to tell you about, you know, how they got started. And we're going to get into the history of the store, what the store means for New Britain, the community and the kids and just the families. So good morning, Mr. Amato and Mrs. Amato. Thank you for joining me. And thank you for helping us with the 31st annual Holiday Store. That is an awesome thing that you guys are doing with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to do it, and we love helping out when we can.
I mean, that's one of the things. You guys have been around since pretty much the inception of the Holiday Store, helping us out. You know, what was, I want a perspective from each one of you. What was, we'll start with Sherry, the thing that got you started helping out with the toy donations for the Holiday Store?
Actually, that's a better question for Steven. He started it long before I got involved.
Yeah, I remember, God, it was a long time ago. Ray and the crew they had a holiday castle, they called them back then, I think. And there was one right next door to us. It was the Burt Bank at the time. And they were set up in there. And that's when I met them and got interested in it. And my first foray really large into the, you know, charity world was really, it wasn't with the Salvation Army. It actually was with the Marines, their barracks or whatever, their facility down in North, I'm not sure if it was North Haven or whatever, got broken into like days before Christmas, and some creep stole all the toys. I mean, how low do you got to be to steal toys from kids in need? Mm. But anyway, I happened to be associated with a distributor who was getting out of the toy business and concentrating just on hobbies, and I was able to negotiate a really good price. And in a matter of hours, I think I raised about $5,000 going around to my neighbors and in business in New Britain and talking to people. And we bought a ton of stuff and brought it down there. And that's what got me started. And then I think it was the next year that I really started big with the Salvation Army, and we've done every year. We've raised a lot of stuff. We usually, you know, do stuff with our customers and match their donations and that kind of stuff. And it's been great.
And we also
do a food drive.
That's one of the things that Amato's has been a staple in the community of New Britain. I mean, I grew up in New Britain a little bit back in the day. You're right there on Main Street. The community of New Britain has come to the aid, I guess you can say, for so many charities, the Salvation Army being one of them. That first time you went out must have been like, I don't want to say nerve-wracking for you, but is this going to work?
Yeah, I really didn't know. I wasn't, you know, I had no experience in it, but it just hit me and made me feel like I needed to do something. And I was shocked, and I've come to realize just how generous most people are. I mean, I was across the street, this little deli. It's no longer there, but it was years ago. And I was telling the woman that owned the deli, and a couple of customers heard me talking to her, and they just walked up and handed me $20 bills. I mean, you know, there's so many scams and so many things out there, but I guess they could tell my sincerity or whatever. The owner of the deli got on the phone to window manufacturer in Berlin, and they wrote a check for like $500. I mean, it was just amazing to see it come together. Sometimes I think it just takes the catalyst, I guess, to get people. I think a lot of people want to help, they just don't know how.
And what's it mean for you, Cher, to be part of this?
I have always tried to help others, even when I wasn't doing well myself. And I think that's where that stems from, because I know what it's like to go without. And I don't like to see anybody go without, especially children at this time of the year. They need, you know, it's a necessity at this time of year for a child to have a toy. So there needs to be something from Santa or from generous donators. That's really all I can think of.
And it's true that, you know, and one of the things I want, it's interesting that you guys, you know, have been doing this so long. Being a toy store, it's got to be something cool and just heartwarming to see a kid come in and pick out a toy, but the toy's not for them. You know, they're donating that toy. To see a child do that, that's got to be like, that's got to make your day on rough days.
Oh, yeah. I had this happen last week. A lady came in with two children. I think it was 7 and 9 or something like that. And they were each had $20 to spend. And that was all I knew in the beginning. And they were walking around. They're all excited. And they're picking out. They realized they could, it'd be better. It'd be better to get a bunch of smaller things and one bigger thing. They picked out like a bag of Army Man, Slinky, a little craft kit, a yo-yo, some putty. And then when they get to register to pay for it all, the mother tells me that that it's for charity. And the kids had done chores around the house to earn $20 a piece. And they were coming in and they were picking out stuff that they liked to donate, and they put all the stuff in the box for the toy drive. And I just thought, wow, what a cool way to teach kids lots of stuff, to teach them to earn some money, teach them the joy of giving to other people. And it's actually giving something that truly was theirs. They could have, you know, spent that $20 on themselves. It was very heartwarming, and the kids were so excited about it. They weren't mad or, oh, geez, can I have this? You know, no, they were so happy. It was just really nice.
And that's one of the cool things to see this time of the year. And, you know, with you guys have the, you know, we'll let people know. You can go to amatosnewbritain.com. There's the banner right up top, Christmas Toy Drive with WTIC AM 1080. You can click on that, and it brings you to the shopping list, we'll call it, where people can pick and choose toys to purchase, and then they get donated. Or, you know, this has to be cool. If you're ever in need of someone to help do this, you can give me a call to make the donation, and then you guys get to do the shopping for, you know, that's got to be pretty cool to be that mystery shopper for a kid, or, you know, for the Salvation Army. That's got to be pretty cool for you guys to be able to do also.
It's very cool, and we take it very seriously. I mean, we don't just like randomly start pulling things off shelves. We look at them, we make sure it's appropriate, you know, for the age group that we're buying for. And it's a lot of fun, actually. And it's nice to see all the boxes when they're all filled up before they're picked up. It's just nice.
Yeah, it's you know, it's heartwarming. You realize how many smiles are going to be created by all the work of so many people, and it's just great to be a part of it.
Yeah, because you said it, Steve, the other day with when you were on with Ray and Joe in the morning, and I had said this, you know, similar things over the years that, you know, we all remember waking up early as kids, heading down the stairs, tiptoeing down with your siblings, and, you know, taking a peek around the corner to see what's under the tree. But
right
now, just think if there's kids out there that are doing that, but they can't. They peek around the corner, yep, and there's nothing there. We can't have
that. And that's just sad. It shouldn't be that way.
No.
That's exactly it. We've had a crazy enough year as it is. So, you know, let's at least hope that we can make Christmas the best we can for all these kids. Yeah. At least there's something there for them, you know?
Yep. And the way people can do that, if they, you know, they're listening this morning, they can grab their cell phone and text WTIC to 41444, or they can call the toll-free line 833-564-6369. I'll repeat that, 833-564-6369. You can make a donation right there to the holiday store. You can go to mottosnewbritain.com and do a little Christmas shopping for someone else. That's an amazing thing to do. You know, you guys have been doing this a while. You've been in the toy game for a while, and Legos are always big. You know, there's certain things that are always the staple. I want to take a little, you know, let's take a history lesson. What was one of the toys that came through that's not available anymore that you really wish was?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Well,
you're really going to make us think.
So I can think of one that I had I thought was really cool, and somebody did remake it, but then it disappeared again. And it was this, I don't remember the name of it, but it was an airplane. If you can imagine, you hold like a little, almost like a game, one of those game sticks. I don't play video games, but a joystick from a game thing. And then attached to that was a wire, and on that was an airplane with a propeller. And it would fly around in circles, and you'd hover, you'd go down to the board, try to pick, it had a hook on the bottom, try to pick something up. Like I said, I can't remember what it was called, but it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, it was three-dimensional, not a flat TV screen. So much today, everything's on a computer screen. This was actually a three-dimensional airplane that you're playing with. It was, anyway, that's one for me.
That's cool.
The one thing I can think of that I had growing up that isn't made anymore was a game, and it was called Mystery Date. And you basically, you went around the board. It was a board game. And when you got to your turn, you opened up the door to see if you got the cute guy or the scruffy guy. And so your date was a mystery.
That is awesome.
And I wish they still made that, because I think even nowadays girls would like to play that.
Yeah, mine was I was talking about the other day with Steve Parker in the morning. Teddy Ruxpin. If you remember,
oh, yeah.
Teddy Ruxpin, you know, he was the original animatronic freaky bear where you shoved a cassette in his back and he read you a story. But it was the coolest thing. And I mean, things like that, it was something simple where nowadays, like you said, Steve, everything's on a computer. It's very digital, but it was this stuffed animal that you can cuddle with as a kid. You put a cassette in it and it read you a story. That was pretty cool. You know, I wish they did make it again, but it's just not the same as the original Teddy Ruxpin. You know, and that's the thing that I want to, you know, ask you guys about, because it brings us back to our childhood. And like we were just talking about, those kids, when they're waking up, there's those memories of our toys when we were children growing up that we want all children to have. There should be no children, no child, no family waking up Christmas morning with nothing under the tree. And we're going to do something about that this year again. It's the 31st annual holiday store with the Salvation Army. You can text WTIC to 41444. You can give a call to 833-564-6369. And, you know, the official toy store sponsor this year, Amato's Toy in New Britain, and you guys have been doing wonderful things over the years. I appreciate you guys coming on. I hope we get some more toys for you guys. You know, COVID, everyone's, you know, up and about, so we don't have to spend that big about a time on this, but I'm sure you guys are doing everything you can in the store to keep people safe. You are open on Main Street, correct?
Yes, we are. We're open 10 to 6 weekdays, 9:30 to 5:30 on Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sunday. And we are doing everything we can to make it as safe as possible. We have a 10,000 square foot store. It's a pretty good size place. And, you know, generally if we're busy, we have 10 to 20 people in there. So it's not like going to a big box store or a grocery store where the aisles are mobbed with people and stuff. For anybody, but I get there's some people that just don't want to go out at all, and we're still doing curbside for that. We can do shipping if they want. So however people are comfortable, we can take care of it.
And that's an amazing thing. Steve and Cherry Amato from Amato's Toy and Hobby New Britain, thank you for everything you do for the holiday store. I'm bummed I can't see you guys and give you guys hugs this year, but you count my word, next year we're going to do it big next year. It's going to be an amazing 2021. We're all going to just get through 2020. And we're doing the best we can, and that's all we can do. Because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.